This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU Livestock Management Specialist Lacey Quayle from the North Central Research Extension Center. And Lacey, let's talk breeding management this week. When should ranchers consider estrus synchronization?
Estrus synchronization is a great technology that we can use in cow herds, but we really want to look at the efficiency of those herds in previous years, specifically looking at pregnancy rates for the past years. We'd really like the pregnancy rate to be at least 85% for the first 60 to 80 days of past breeding seasons. If it's less than that, there might be some management considerations as far as nutrition or body condition or the postpartum interval that we can tweak before we add in a technology.
Good stuff, Lacey. Hey, we'll talk more on breeding management when we come back.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 50 commercial heifers, and 35 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast and you can bid live on the internet at dbauction.com. Offering free nationwide delivery on bulls, it's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit SpicklerRanchSouth.com.
Keller Paving in Minot is hiring. These are excellent career positions allowing you to work 9 months and have 4 months off. If you like working outdoors, running equipment, or being part of a crew that builds something that will last, this is for you. Asphalt experience is a plus, but we're willing to train the right people. We're also looking for someone with leadership skills to become a foreman. Go to KellerPaving.net or apply in person in Minot. Keller Paving. Building better roads together.
Talking breeding management for cattle this week with Lacey Quayle. And Lacey, how about the difference in management between cows and heifers?
So heifers, we really like to think about achieving a target percentage of mature body weight for heifers, somewhere between 58% and 65% of their mature weight. On the cow side of things, we really work to manage the postpartum interval, or how long it's been since calving, before those cows cycle again. There's several things that can impact that, like dystocia or having calving problems the calving season before, or whether or not they're in a proper body condition. We can also really consider the average length of that interval in your cow herd before synchronizing. We'd like that average to be about 40 days, but those cattle should really be at least 30 days after calving before thinking about synchronization.
All right, good stuff as always. Thanks, Lacey. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale on May 4th at the ranch, by Keller Paving in Minot, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.